code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 9th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's my website. Scroll down the front page, you'll see a lot of other sites I have up there. Alternate sites are very good to have in my particular line because sometimes the big servers just pull me down for 2 or 3 weeks for no reason whatsoever. They can't figure out the problems for about 2 or 3 weeks at a stretch. So if you have these other ones bookmarked, you can pull them up and get the latest shows and download them for free. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com. You'll see that on the front page of the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watts, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watts, sentinel.eu. The last one is the European site. Has the same audios as the rest, but it has the addition of transcripts of some of these audios written in the various languages of Europe for download and prints up, and you can read them at your leisure. Now, remember, too, I don't get financed by any corporations. I'm not into a business here, and I don't have any foundations or NGOs backing me up, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm not an NGO myself, and it's up to you to keep me going. Therefore, you have to support me by sending a few pennies here this way once in a while. And you can do it by going to the website and seeing that for which I have for sale on the website. There's books and discs and so on. I'd have a lot more churned out if it wasn't for what I'm doing here. It's not just 1 hour per day talking on the radio that takes my time up. This is literally a full-time occupation. Weekends as well. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can purchase those, or you can donate by personal check for the U.S. and Canada. International postal money order from the U.S. to Canada if you don't have a bank account. PayPal is fine. PayPal you can order with as well. And outside the Americas, you can use MoneyGram, Western Union, PayPal, and some people just send cash. To cut out the guy with the triple chins that always says he's broke. And for those who get the disc burned and passed to them to play on their CD players who don't have computers, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. And I'm serious, you really have to help me out with the donations. It's always the same people who help out every month or so. And there's a lot more to buy here. I don't get paid by the advertisers either. That's generally how hosts get paid. The advertisers deal directly with RBN. They pay for this airtime. They pay for the station's time. They pay for their staff and their technicians, their bills, and all the rest of the stuff. So it's up to you to throw a few pennies this way once in a while to keep me going. Without, as I say, if it wasn't for this, I'd be doing other things. I wouldn't have any financial problems at all. Believe you me, this is not a business. It's not. I'm not definitely not in it for the money. It's far from that. In fact, you end up putting a lot more of your money into it to keep it going. This is a time of the greatest change in history. It's a time that most people are oblivious as to the reasons why we're going through the changes. They're not happenstance. There's a coordinated world system coming in, planned an awful long time ago. It's not a utopia, it's a horror show, but they call it historical necessity to bring down the populations into a state of poverty as they go through the changes into the next phase. Back with more after this break.
Hey. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's astonishing, truly, to talk to people who are utterly naive about what's happening in the world. They really do believe that what the media gives them, mainstream media, and especially what the television gives them. The TV's been the greatest tool, really, right up to the present time, for indoctrination into a fake reality. As I said before, Jack C. Lowell, who was an in-depth philosopher on so many topics, went into law and order, and he also went into propaganda. And he said that everything on television, and even that which is in the major novels, and he knew this then, that they were getting grants to do this kind of stuff from governments and big foundations. He said it's all propaganda, to give you a fake version of what authorities especially are all about. And in my lifetime, I have seen the medical services, true to what Lenin said, all the services become authorities. I've seen the medical service become an authority, as it was designed to do. And it's been through primarily propaganda and lots of movies and television drama series, all fictional, to give you a different impression of what it's all about, to make you really trust them and believe in everything that you hear about them. That's how you create a fake image. Same with law enforcement. You all went through the legal system and the propaganda to do with that. It's said every detective story, and so many of them in drama stories and movies are about that. The detective gets on the trail of this awful bad person and goes through hell and high water to get the bad guy. But on the road, you're being totally fake version of what policing is all about, because policing really is there to maintain the established governmental order. And that they're there to watch everyone out there, you, not the guy who's off chasing the children. The people who chase children end up famous and in charge of cultural departments of countries and stuff like that. That's what it's really about. It's a fake version of everything. And it's run by very clever people who understand how to be streetwise. Streetwise people, even with no education or very little, can see through the cons at the top very, very quickly. They understand them intuitively, and they can cut to the chase. With a domesticated people who've been trained in scientific indoctrination and incredible propaganda, it's almost impossible for them to break through into reality and say, my God, the world really does stink, and these creeps at the top really are all corrupt and devious. And that's what they are. Under the mask of respectability, especially the suit and tie, you'll find far more dictator types and psychopaths than any tyrant I've given you in the 20th century that wears a uniform. And they get away with much more, too. But the pharma companies have their own techniques as well. And pharmacology is a very important part of all of this. I think it was in that THX movie that Duval was in that rose one producer up to stardom out of nowhere because it was designed that way. He showed you a vision of the future where everyone would be forcefully drugged and working in a sort of zombified state with regular multiple daily testing to see if you're taking all the right drugs. That wasn't speculation. It wasn't written by someone who was just coming up with a good idea and had a great imagination. You find predictive programming that comes through science fiction and through the futurist society where the big foundations pick certain authors, give them a basic line they want to put in their story, and wrap a story around it. The story around it is for you to swallow it, swallow the bait, basically, to get the hook in you. And that's how your opinions are formed. I talked before about the Huxleys and how so important you have to go in, is to read the books by the Huxleys, people who are up in world positions of international meetings with experts of their day. The same agenda types, the same agenda, in fact, was going on way back then as it is today, step by step, sometimes Fabian, mainly Fabian, to alter the behavior and destroy the cultures of the people and get to accept new cultures. And it was also, and sometimes they speed it up once in a while with a man-made crisis of some kind or another. But the goal has always been the same. And I was just thinking just before the show came on of this quote from Aldous Huxley from 1949. And I remember he wrote Brave New World back in the 30s. I think it was 1933, where he gave us the whole predictive programming of the agenda, where it eventually would go through into genetic engineering, before anybody had found the genes, by the way. You know, this was published in his novel book. And he talked about creating special types of humans for specialized jobs, exactly along the Plato's Republic idea, because he suggested that thousands of years ago. And you have to go into the Huxley's lineage to see that they were always part of this inter-century type of system of altering in a certain direction, the world into a certain plan, along this plan, this route. He didn't have a great imagination either. And I've gone through his brother, Julian Huxley, as well, and how they both came from Sir Thomas Huxley, who was the best pal of Charles Darwin. They were all, actually, they're all related to each other. All these famous players at the top are related to each other. And they're given a completely different education than we are or anyone else's. And once in a while, they're allowed to come out into the public limelight and say something, which is also, in a sense, a form of legalism. They're legalizing something by print. No, well, now you know. Now you can't say you didn't know. And if you do nothing about it, you've acquiesced by your silence in a legal fashion to what they're bringing forward. And this is the guy who spoke at all the big Ivy League universities across the world. He said, in 1949, he says, within the next generation, I believe that world leaders will discover that infant conditioning and narco-hypnosis. Now, he said coupling a form of indoctrination, like mind control indoctrination through psychology and hypnosis and suggestion, and coupled with pharmacy drugs, would be more efficient. So he called it infant conditioning and narco-hypnosis are more efficient as instruments of government than clubs and prisons, and that the lust for power can be just as completely satisfied by suggesting people, that means suggestibility, using forms of hypnosis advertising, you might say, propaganda, into loving their servitude as by flogging them and kicking them into obedience. In other words, I feel that the nightmare of 1984, Orwell's book, is destined to modulate. He doesn't deny it will not go into that before it goes into his phase, but he says the nightmare of 1984 is destined to modulate change into the nightmare of a world having more resemblance to that which I imagined in Brave New Worlds. Now, he also goes on about loving your servitude, how to teach you to love your servitude, and much, much more. But this technique, as I say, it's everywhere. It's our whole set. We are products of indoctrination without knowing it. Most folk don't know it. There's a step by step with every generation, and it's almost every 2-3 years, maybe every 2 years, there's major changes that you must accept through political correctness. You must, if you want to be part of the crowd, you must be politically correct. They used this during the Soviet system, and we're now in the new world Soviet system on steroids. They've ironed out all the bugs that they had and all the problems, and they're using all the psychologies, drugs, and everything else to bring this all about. And I was thinking about the mandating, you see, of inoculations, for instance. This is to get you, on one level, to have cancers down the road and stuff like that. It's been proven with all the data up to date, for sure. Now they admit they're even growing the viruses on cancerous tissue because they say it's more efficient for growing the viruses. That then gets mushed up into a liquid and injected into you. But anyway, to give pharma, with government, remember, in bed together, completely in bed together, because we're in the age of corporate feudalism, basically. Corporate feudalism, as Professor Carl Quigley called it. He said that the new overlords will be the CEOs of corporations who are in and out of government and back into their corporations. That's what we've had that for years. But you see, if they mandate that you must take something from pharma, and remember, too, they talk about world peace all the time, too. They've had world meetings about bringing world peace. That means depopulation, stopping all forms of aggression and conflict right down to the family, right down to male and female, and all things in between. All have to be eliminated, all those things. That's all part of what they mean by world peace. But they also talk about drugging the people. Now, you give them a precedent where they can inject stuff into you for one thing. Well, I guarantee you, that within the next 2 or 3 years, if this can be done, pulled off here, guarantee you that everyone will be on some kind of tranquilizers, some happy pills, mandated by government for world peace, you understand. Because in those days, because there's so much terrorism, there's so much unsettlement in today's terrible economic system and worry that is to keep everybody peaceful and happy for a peaceful world as we go through these big transitions and get back on our feet and all that kind of stuff. I guarantee you. Now, they're already drugging so many boys now in school, have been for years, and I've read the data on that and who pushed it and who was paid by pharma to push it, by the way. And got it through Congress from the U.S. and different countries. Now, let's go back to this flu. Remember, part of it's depopulation as well. And how do you depopulate? Well, you don't want to kill everybody off at the same time. It would be rather obvious, wouldn't it? You do it, as they've been doing it already, but step it up a little bit more. And since the 50s onwards, not just autism, but all kinds of cancers have just skyrocketed through the roof. It's all a big mystery. And no one seems to be taking the mystery terribly seriously. Back with more after this break.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. He's talking about how incredible cancers have skyrocketed since about 1950 onwards, and they're increasing all the time, so much so that even surgeons have run out of names to call the new types that they see all the time that crop up pretty well daily. And it's from very young to right through all the different age groups. Cancers that really were so darn rare at one time, many of them didn't exist, in fact, but some of them were so rare that they were hardly worth the mentioning in some medical books not so long ago. Now it's just normal, and youngsters coming out of medical college today are taught that this is all quite normal, and they take it for granted and don't think any further on it. That's why it's quite so great to have universities. We can upgrade the professionals are getting churned out too, just like the generations that Lenin talked about in Beria and different ones, how they can indoctrinate them and upgrade them. Every few years, they've got a whole new take on the past and history and medical history, and even to do with how viruses live and all the rest of it, completely different. And they've no idea that the older doctors are running on the past program, a different program. All from central control. That's why you always have a central control with education, medical authorities, and police and military, is what Stalin said too. You know, this deliberate confusion by the media, as I say, H1N1 virus, H1N1 is the category that common flus come out of. And so many people have already rushed off to get what they thought was the swine flu one, because they're calling that the same one. They both come from the same category, without mentioning that this H1N1/9, or 09 for broke breaking out in 2009, to differentiate the two. So those people who have rushed off to get the first one have to rush off and get the second. But in Canada, they found out that those who got the first one, the common flu ones, are now possibly more prone to catching swine flu, and maybe definitely getting swine flu if they get the swine flu shot. So they're postponing it in Canada until they either, what they say is do further testing, which means until they can cover their ass and get more propaganda to say it's all okay to take. But here's an article here from, it's from Associated Content, it's called, .com, Associated Content. It says here, H1N1 flu mist, this is the type to spray up your nose, the nasal spray that keeps on giving. September the 23rd, it says, everyone has to be responsible for their own decisions. If you're afraid of catching the H1N1 flu this year, you may be pondering where to get a flu shot or using the H1N1 flu mist, the spray. The flu mist is administered into your nostrils. Before making your final decision, you may want to ask some questions and think of some consequences to taking the H1N1 flu mist nasal spray. The H1N1 flu mist is made with live virus. This means that the H1N1 flu will be a part of the nasal spray formula. It's supposed to be just enough to start your immunity to build defenses to it. How it works is it gives you the flu, and just like as if you caught the flu naturally, then you'd have your antibody response to it, and now you'd be immune to it. So the technique of preventing the flu is to give you the flu, you see. Whereas the injection in your arm or wherever is supposed to be a killed or attenuated virus, as they call it. It says, if you take the H1N1 flu mist, the nasal one, you will in fact become a carrier of the H1N1 flu. Information on this drug states that you can and will shed the virus for up to 21 days. That means as you're visiting with your elderly family members or shopping on the aisles of your grocery store or sitting in a church with young children, people with immune problems, you are going to be shedding the H1N1 germs all around, right? Which is true. Now, remember I mentioned, too, that they were given two versions of the polio out in African countries recently with the aid of the big foundations and the World Health Organization. And I read the article that now in Nigeria, right after this, they got the live virus ones in that area. This is cheaper to make. They've now got a new, more rampant type of polio that they know has evolved from the laboratory virus that they gave to the people. So they use you as a breeder, and it mixes with your genes and different other viruses, and a new super virus came out of it. That's what they've said. That's official. It's not a conspiracy. It's official from the top. So here that I want to give the same technique using this for the flu, using you as an incubator, you see, with a live virus that they say that themselves you'll be shedding it for 21 days at least, right? And this is from this other one. More information here is from drugs.com website. Here's some of the indications before you take the flu mist. Do not use flu mist if you've ever had an allergic reaction to a flu vaccine or if you have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome, especially if you had it within 6 weeks after having a flu vaccine. See, you can get Guillain-Barré from the flu. I love the way it's worded. You got a history of Guillain-Barré, especially if you had it within 6 weeks after having a flu vaccine. So that's what gave you the Guillain-Barré. They know this. A weak immune system caused by a disease such as cancer, HIV, or AIDS, or taking certain medications such as, they're talking about steroids for arthritis. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, going through the contraindications for this flu mist stuff that they want to snort up your nose. Probably from the same guys who create other stuff you snort up your nose too. You think they're not involved in that? Look at the big pharma companies, places where they process opium into heroin in France, and you'll see why certain places like Marseille are always left alone, always have been. Anyway, getting back to the contrary, don't use flu mist if you've had an allergic reaction to a flu vaccine or have a history of Guillain-Barré syndrome, especially after a flu shot. That's when you get it. A weak immune system caused by disease such as cancer, HIV or AIDS, or by taking certain medicines such as, I guess it's corticosteroids. If someone in your household has a weak immune system, I guess you've got to find out before all this. I'm sure they'll really ask you all this too, right? As they ram all these shots through one after another, conveyor belt style. If you're under 18 years old and have recently taken aspirin or other similar medicines such as Disalcid, Duan's pills, Dolabid, Sulflex, Tricosol, and others, or if you're allergic to chicken or egg products. Before receiving flu mist, tell the doctor if you're allergic to any drugs or you got a history of asthma or other lung disorders, a history of seizures, a neurological disorder or disease affecting the brain, or if this was caused as a reaction to a previous vaccine. So if you had damaged brain damage from a previous vaccine, it says here, to tell the doctor before you inject you with this new one that may cause to get worse. A weak immune system caused by disease, bone marrow transplant, or by using certain medicines or receiving cancer treatments, or if you have used a flu medication such as oseltamivir, Tamiflu, or zanamivir, Relenza within the past 48 hours. You can still receive a vaccine if you have a cold or fever. In the case of a more severe illness with a fever or any type of infection, wait until you get better before receiving the FluMist. Now listen to this. You've heard about the want pregnant women and everything to get it, right? Vaccines may be harmful to an unborn baby and generally should not be given to pregnant women. However, not vaccinating the mother could be more harmful to the baby if the mother becomes infected with a disease that this vaccine could prevent. Your doctor will decide whether you should receive FluMist, especially if you have a high risk of infection with influenza. It's not known whether FluMist passes into breast milk or if it could harm a nursing baby. Do not use this medication without telling your doctor if you are breastfeeding a baby. FluMist should not be given to anyone younger than 2 or older than 49 years of age. So, there you go. You know, it's amazing how the government's exempted themselves and pharma from all the side effects and all the fallout from it. Never mind the fact that as I read yesterday, they only look at the effects of these vaccines for 40 hours after. Any symptoms develop afterwards, well, that could be in it. If you drop dead because of some other reason, you see. Or that sudden onset of cancer, I call it the waiting room cancer. National Health Service waiting room cancer apparently developed when you're waiting for your shot in the waiting room, according to the British papers, when that little girl got her shot and dropped dead. That's because you wait for months sometimes in National Health Service waiting rooms. Anyway, it's astonishing. It's astonishing what they tell you. And they tell you, of course, it sheds and all the rest of it, and people around you can catch it and all that kind of stuff. Quite amazing, isn't it? And we've never seen such a media propaganda, organized media propaganda outburst since 2001, when they all immediately said some guy in a cave somewhere was causing the world's problems, and we had to all give up all our rights and change the whole system and be watched and observed and all be potential suspects so that we could all be kept safe. So this is the same kind of incredible blitz, you see, coordinated blitz from the media. Who is the media's part? It's an essential part of government, especially this world government, this lovely utopia that they're going to bring in. And this article here, I've got to read it tonight because I've had it for a while. And it was from, I think, Nexus magazine. It's from a few years ago. It says here, vaccines. Vaccine dangers and vested interest. And I'll put these links up on my site at the end of the show. It says, it's written actually by a guy who worked on them, a doctor who worked on vaccines and so on. It says, a retired vaccine researcher goes public on what the pharmaceutical industry and the health authorities don't want us to know, that vaccines are unsafe, untested, and one of the greatest frauds of our time. How many Americans really die of the flu each year? Now, here's how propaganda works, and you go through it. Ask the American Lung Association, better yet, read their own report from August 2004 titled Trends in Pneumonia and Influenza, Morbidity and Mortality. This report comes from the Research and Scientific Affairs Epidemiology and Statistics Unit. At the bottom of the document, the source is listed as the National Center for Health Statistics, Report of Final Mortality Statistics 1979 to 2001. Get ready for some surprises, especially since the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, remember it was a military operation, keeps trumpeting flu deaths annual numbers. And you hear this every year, 36,000 in the U.S. 36,000 die every year in the U.S., right? Like clockwork, he says, year in, year out, 36,000 people die in the U.S. from flu every year. Killer disease, watch out, get your flu shot. Every autumn, don't wait, you might fall over dead in the street. Here are the total influenza deaths from their own report from 1979 to 1995. The stats were released every 2 years. In 1979, it wasn't 36,000, no, it was 604. 1981, 3,006. 1983, 1,431. 1985, 2,054, 1987, 632. And he goes through all these little, this low-down numbers with each year up to the year 2001, which only had 257 deaths. But doesn't matter. When it comes to propaganda for your shot, they keep shouting out, 36,000 die every year. It says, don't believe me, here is the main page, and it gives you the link to their own page, or where I've just read this stuff. It's a PDF as well. It says, get there and go to page 9 of the document, then start scrolling down until you come to the chart for flu deaths as a separate category. Recently, Tommy Thompson, head of the U.S. Health and Human Services, stated that 91% of the people who die from the flu in the U.S. every year are 65 and older. So you might engage in a little arithmetic and figure out how many people under 65 are really dying from the flu each year. But no matter, the raw all-ages stats are low enough, quite, he says. Do you see what's going on here? You can go into my archive and read recent pieces on the subject and find my argument for those who blithely claim, well, you see, flu often leads to pneumonia, and that's why we have to be so careful about the flu. Deaths from pneumonia are in large numbers, and so on. That's what he says here. It's a straight con, folks. The CDC is on a street corner with a little table, and there are shills walking around repeating the 36,000 deaths figure, while the public relations flags at the table are working the vaccine angle. The crowd is getting restless. A man shouts, where's my flu shot? We're all going to die. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Congress is planning a measure that will guarantee vaccine manufacturers annual billion-dollar payoffs, no matter how many doses are left over unused. What a business, eh? What a business to be in. You're starting to see, now that a much clearer picture emerges of the low number of flu deaths in the U.S. each year, it's only natural to revisit the issue of vaccines. Minus the hysteria about high numbers of flu deaths and the pressing need to get the vaccine, what are we really dealing with? The answer is public relations. Propaganda is being used to artificially inflate flu statistics and thereby drive people into doctors' offices and clinics to get their shots. So what about vaccines? How safe and effective are they? By the way, a few of the U.S. States have recently admitted that the majority of people that were coming into their clinics or their doctor's offices for possible flu were all reacting to the massive propaganda campaign, and so they're imagining they've got it. Well, what do you expect? It says here, how safe are the vaccines? I've long warned about the dangers of vaccines, especially for babies and young children whose immune systems are not capable of coping with the many contaminants and toxic preservatives in vaccines. There are other reasons why even adults should avoid them. Now, for the first time, a former insider from within the vaccine industry has agreed to talk about the dangers of vaccine. Dr. Mark Randall is a pseudonym of a former vaccine researcher who worked for many years in laboratories of major pharmaceutical houses and the U.S. government's National Institutes of Health. He's now retired and has reluctantly agreed to speak out. In my opinion, his testimony matches all the other claims that I've studied in past years. Then he goes on with more and more incredible information. It's only incredible if you truly have been brainwashed into believing all the fictional drama stuff on television. It's only incredible then. That's where it's incredible. But I'll put this link up on my site. That's from February, March 2006 issue, nexusmagazine.com. Now, we've got a couple of callers here. I'll try and take them before the next story I get into. There's Sam in Iowa there. Are you there, Sam? Hello, Sam. Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I kind of have a bad phone, but I'm calling from Iowa City, the former abortion capital of the United States. But I just wanted to kind of corroborate what you were saying at the beginning about the police and the indoctrination that's going on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm kind of nervous here. But, anyway, yesterday in the local paper, there was this story, and by the way, this is a college town, but the local bars here, from now, they're starting this program where they're going to be helping the police department because they say they're understaffed and they need help. So basically, the local bars are going to start funding the police department so they can, you know, police the campus. But
yes, yeah.
And anyway,
I also read too. I think it was Iowa as well, where some so-called high-risk bars, where there's occasional trouble, are putting in cameras that go straight to the police station, so the police can watch people having their drinks. It's to prevent upsets in the bar if they get too drunk and so on. So continue anyway. Continue what you're saying.
And yeah. Anyway, absolutely. But no, the crazy thing is that the bars are paying them overtime wages.
Yes.
And you know, because they're working late at night.
Yeah.
But they say that their wages are fixed, and these guys are earning $55 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
well, it's great. The policing is a great business. You just see the incredible
right.
overtime they go into, whether guarding some jeweler store on a special sales day or something or whatever. They're all raking in the cash. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It just struck me because these bar owners are saying that they want to continue this indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, this is a college town, so there's no
shortage
of drunkards. So, but,
big business there. Big business, yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But just one more anecdote, story from, I just found out that in my hometown, excuse me, in the high school over there,
yeah.
starting this year, they've also got this program there where basically they're sectioning off the freshmen. All the freshmen have their classes in the basement now,
mm-hmm.
away from the other grades.
Yes.
But so yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. They're you know, starting to separate us all now, separate society. And,
yes. Yeah. Well, it was again too that the separation of generations is very important, especially right now. Because those who are coming in right now have had the greatest primary indoctrination into the next phase, the greening, the cutbacks, and all the rest of it. So they don't want someone who's older with an older version of programming to give them their idea of the cons that are going on.
Right, but yeah, it's just the incrementalism is crazy because, I mean, if they can start sectioning out people grade by grade, then pretty soon it's going to be, you know, individual by individual. And
yeah.
It's just really, it's really crazy. It's all true, you know.
That's right. You see, they used the same technique, and that was so imperative. They said in the communist regime that they'd have to separate the generations, starting with grandma, grandpa, parent to child, and separate each one. In fact, they even created the word teenager, which didn't exist before, to try and get people to think, I'm different from them. I'm a teenager. This is my generation.
Right.
So that was all part of it, too, because the older folk might contaminate, and that's the terms they used, the younger ones with their new programming with old-fashioned ideas. So now they're doing the same thing through universities, too, not just in Iowa, but in other places as well. Yeah,
just crazy. But, yeah, if I could just mention one more story here. I was rereading an old article from this is from an Australian news outside,
mm-hmm.
outfit, I mean, but the title of the article is Boffins Create Zombie Dogs. Have you
oh,
heard
yeah.
about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this article is written in June of 2005, and they say in here that within a year they're going to start testing this reanimation technology on humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that and, you know, what they might possibly use this technology for. Is this just a way to further dehumanize and devalue human life?
Yeah, everything is going on right now is to devalue human life. In fact, most entertainment is devaluing human life. Even the CSI program was brought out with that. You know, a corpse now is just a stiff, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no person involved anymore. It's just a stiff. It's just flesh there. Then you can cut them up and toss things in the weighing machine and all the rest of it. This is all part through entertainment of dehumanization. But yes, going back to the Huxleys and all the rest of them, they talked about ways of altering the human brain. Other authors, such as Arthur Koestler, worked with the United Nations on ways to eliminate that part of the brain that made you a distinct individual, claiming that it would cause world peace. And they actually had different teams working on different ways of lobotomizing that specific part of the brain. for world peace. And his last chapter, the book's called The Ghost and the Machine, the last chapter he actually validates and is all for this idea for world peace. When we hear world peace, you understand what they mean by world peace. They want a kind of zombified, placid, contented society so they can manage us much better. Free will is an awful problem when you're a tyrant and you've got the world planned and the future planned. People with other ideas are an awful nuisance, so you've got to stop that. And so this is all part of it, too. They talk about chemical lobotomy as well. They also talked about introducing it with the needle, biowarfare created, where it could be carried on certain enzymes and different things that go to the brain, that's uptaken by the brain cells to that particular area. It was that perfect back in the 60s and the 70s, this technique of specific local lobotomization through chemical means. This is all part of it, so you're quite right, yeah, it is. I'm back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just going through some of the streetwise views of reality. That's what we have to be, streetwise, to know what's really going on. And it's simple tactics to do, say, with inoculations and so on. It's very easy. Just terrify the public. A war of terror, that's what we're living through, one after another, war of terrors. Create massive fear and panic, and people rush off to get the shots. That's a very simple technique, isn't it? Very simple. But it's done from the top down. They have other reasons for this, not just the big bucks, which they're guaranteed of. And there's a lot of money, believe you me, there's a lot of big bucks passing to politicians' hands because that's how it's done. That's what lobbying is all about. That's what lobbying is all about. Why do you think it's there? Gentlemen's agreements. Oh, I believe in your product, Sam. I'll run that through, yeah. Do you think that's what it's up? No, it's done through payoffs. Payoffs. But they have nefarious reasons, long-term agendas. It fits in with a depopulation plan. All the nasty stuff they can't tell the children, and we are the children at the bottom, you see. Now, we'll go to Charles in Toronto. Are you there, Charles?
Hi, Alan. It's Charles in Toronto. Very rainy Toronto, much like Sudbury, I guess. But
yes,
it's been raining.
I'm building an arc right now, in fact. Yeah.
Yes, we're starting to float. I wanted to thank you for all the work that you do. It's really helped me. I realized one has to be outraged at what they're doing, but one cannot become enraged because that destroys your equilibrium, and
yes.
You can't talk to other people about it if that's the case, or it's very, you know, you'll drive people away. So.
Yep.
It's a growth process we have to go through, and it's you know, almost like accepting death in a way. You just
mm-hmm.
have to balance one out. I've got a couple of questions for you. Do you know of or have you mentioned a document that was written in the early 20th century pertaining to the New World Order talking about the three world wars?
I've mentioned supposedly in a way it was put out by actually in the 1800s,
yeah,
by Albert Pike. Now, as far as I know, it's the early books around the 1920s to the 30s to the Second World War used to show photographs of it. It was kept in the Museum of London.
Really?
And then during the World War II, they moved everything supposedly for safe storage from the bombing and the Blitz. And when stuff came back, a lot of other stuff happened to be absent.
Yes.
So until you get the old books that had the photographs of them under the glass there and so on, it's now it's down to speculation because unless you've got the proof, you just don't know.
Right, because that would be a great document to show any disbeliever.
But you can go into the writings of H.G. Wells, who talked about the need for a world war.
Okay.
And he did, right after World War One, he wrote another book, and he said it's not enough. The public haven't given up their sovereignty, their right to be ruled. By the experts, so we need another war, he said, another world
yes.
war. Yeah.
Yeah. You've also mentioned that the Beatles' work was largely commissioned by people other than them, and a lot of the music industry, if not all of it, is put together for propaganda purposes. I've always been a big fan of Bruce Springsteen, and I know that you have his song at the beginning of your show. Mm-hmm. Is he part of that, too?
Well, with all musicians that are put to the top, if you start with groups and bands, they're always going to give you a persona.
Yes.
And they build up through propaganda. Of course, it's propaganda. An image, a style. That's you. You're the working man with the sleeves rolled up
yes.
and the pointed boots on. You know, that was given to him, too. You just don't do all that yourself. And
yes.
even the direction of your music, again, will be to cater to a certain audience or even a class of audience.
Yes.
So, Theo Adorno had the copyrights of all the Beatles songs right up until he died.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney tried to get a hold of it after he died. It went up for auction. But it was the guy that just died, Michael Jackson, who beat him to it. He presently owned the rights. It's still up. He's still in his family right now. That'll be going up for auction again soon, and I bet Paul McCartney will try and get it back again. You wait and see. But from Hamish, myself, and Interior Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Recent internet.